Now, if you had, if you burned coal instead of wood in the fireplace, and you went out to get some coal, what would you bring it in?
We'd bring it in a coal pail, a coal bucket.
And now, would you sit that down by the fireplace, or?
Yeah, you sit it beside the fireplace.
And so you still call it a coal bucket?
Uh-huh, a coal bucket up.
And on an old-fashioned wood stove, could you, did you have a sort of a raised place down the front called the hearth or the hearth or something like that?
That's on a fireplace, be a hearth.
But what about on a old-fashioned stove?
No, it would be an apron on a stove. You could call it apron.
And if you had some oranges, and you had a big bowl of oranges, and you wanted one, you went back in there, and there weren't any more, you'd say, well, the oranges are...
all gone.
And what do you make? You take vegetables, maybe some meat, and you put some water in there, and you cook it on the stove, and you serve it in bowls and eat it with spoons?
Vegetable soup.
Yeah, what goes in a vegetable soup? Yeah, good one.
More than one vegetable. We put corn, tomatoes, peas, and beans, and water, okra.
And then you cook that for a while?
You cook it for, yeah, about a couple hours maybe, and it would be a soup.
And it, in an old wooden stove, what did you call the pipe that went from the stove to the chimney?
Call it a stove pipe.
And then the part that came out the top of the house, what did you call that?
Stove flue.
And we talked about something to grind and to sharpen your knife some other day? Your knives in?
And it rocks off. Ground in rock.
And well, have you ever seen something like that made out of stone?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, made out of wood?
No, never.
And you said if a woman put on her best clothes, you'd say she liked to...
dress up.
And could you say that about a man?
Yes, a man likes to... some men likes to dress.
And so would you say the man likes to dress up? Or just likes to dress?
A man likes to dress.
And what about if a woman's putting on makeup, you'd say she likes to?
And make up her face.
And if you were putting on your makeup and your son asked your father what you're doing, he'd say, well, she's in there.
Making her face.
So would that be part of dressing up?
Getting dressed, yes.
And where do you store, or did you store, potatoes and turnips in the wintertime?
Oh, in a bed. They call it potato bed. You take a hole and put pine straw and a heel, you would call it. Some call it potato heel. And you would pour the potatoes in it, cover it with pine straw, and then make a little heap over it, you know. Like a take tin or something, cover it so the water wouldn't get in. The water would run off of it, keep it dry. Call it a potato bed or a potato heel.
And what about turnips? Did you ever store turnips like that?
No.
How did you keep them in the wintertime?
We don't. We just cut them in. I dig them up and throw them away.
Right. Well, and you know, we talked about a pasture the other day.
Uh-huh.
Well, is that fenced in?
Yes.
So could you have a pasture that wasn't fenced?
No.
And what about fields? What are the sizes and shapes or uses of fields? What do you...